Oak Bay's Sophie De Gaeta earned Player of the Match honors on Saturday as Canada powered to a 46-5 victory over Australia in the quarterfinals of the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup. The 2017 Oak Bay High graduate put Greater Victoria in the spotlight on the world stage, scoring a try and slotting four conversions in her 38th international appearance. At 26, De Gaeta has become one of Canada's most influential players, leading the team with 44 points so far in the tournament. That total ranks third overall, behind only New Zealand's Braxton Sorensen-McGee with 52 and Renee Holmes with 45. She also leads all players in offloads with 11 and conversions with 17, while sitting 12th in total tackles at 50. "We've checked off every job we've wanted to do so far, and this is another ticked box," De Gaeta said after the match. "You could have given the honors to so many players out there and to the impact subs that finished the game incredibly. That's what makes us a great team, it's our versatility and adaptability." Canada's offense was firing on all cylinders, with Alicia Corrigan scoring twice and Asia Hogan-Rochester, McKinley Hunt, Fabiola Forteza, and Karen Paquin each adding tries. The performance carried Canada one step closer to a first-ever Rugby World Cup title. Head coach Kevin Ruett praised his squad's effort, particularly in the opening 40 minutes. "I would say the first half was the best we've played at this World Cup. Not a lot of mistakes, a lot of success in the way we want to play the game. I'm very happy for the girls. We are confident heading into the semifinal. It's going to be a tight game for sure, but we hope to win," Ruett said. Canada will now face New Zealand in the semi-finals on Friday, September 19 at 11 a.m. The Black Ferns present a formidable challenge, having won 6 of the past 7 World Cups, including the last two. They reached the semis with a 46-17 win over South Africa and have scored 202 points in the tournament, second most of any team. The Final Four, Canada, New Zealand, France, and England, mirrors the 2021 edition, where New Zealand went on to edge England 34-31 in the final. This year's championship match will be played at Twickenham on Saturday, September 27 in front of a sold-out crowd of 82,000, already confirmed as the most attended Women's Rugby Union match in history.